Louise Holland.
BBC Radio Cambridgeshire. Now, people across Peterborough, Cambridge, South Cambridgeshire and Huntingdonshire went to the polls yesterday in the local elections. Now, we've had the results in from Peterborough, where it's pretty much as you were, frankly, as our local democracy reporter Rob Alexander told me earlier.
Good morning, Louise. It was a long night, but, you know, as with Peterborough and elections, they always seem to throw up something interesting. If you'd have said to anybody before the election in Peterborough, the local election in Peterborough, what was going to happen, nearly everybody would have said it will probably follow the trend in the country nationally, where the Conservatives are bound to lose a few seats and the Labour Party and the Lib Dems and the others will pick them up. And that's pretty much what we've been hearing overnight. But the Conservatives haven't lost as many as perhaps were expected, and Labour and Lib Dems are only making modest gains. In Peterborough, it's bucked the trend yet again. This time, what do I have to report? Well, nothing has changed. I know it sounds crazy, but the local elections in Peterborough for these 2022 elections, there were 60 seats, 28 were Conservatives, 17 Labour, 8 Lib Dems, 3 Greens, 3 Werrington First and 1 Independent. And this morning, that's exactly what we've got.
That's extraordinary.
It is extraordinary.
It really does, doesn't it, feel like an episode of, I don't know, The Thick of It or West Wing or Veep or something, where after all the energy that goes into the campaigning, nothing's changed. Leader of the Greens, Councillor Julie Howell, was re-elected with the highest margin of the votes last night. Good morning, Councillor Howell. Congratulations. Dare I ask, have you been to bed yet?
Morning, Louise. I have. I've slept for 2 hours, so
wow.
Let's see how this goes.
Do you need a coffee? I've got one sitting right next to me.
No, I'll be going back to bed shortly. That's why I need more sleep.
So tell us, what does... Because there's so much at times like this in local democracy, isn't there, where we look at the political picture. What does your re-election mean to you?
I mean, it's just extraordinary, isn't it? I mean, it's interesting to hear Rob's summing up there. My result, I think, says a lot about the system we have for elections in this country, first past the post. Because isn't it crazy that I polled the highest number of votes in the city, just under 2,000 votes, yet I have probably the least amount of power. And those people who are in the cabinet, if you were to look at their results, a lot of them are just in the low hundreds. And, you know, that's the problem with the system. I think that's why people lose faith. Because quite often you can be really popular, but it depends where you are, you know, in the scheme of things, where you are, which ward you represent, kind of, and which party you're in, kind of. That depends on how much sort of power you have. So it's a bit of a strange one, isn't it? So I'm waking up this morning saying to myself, goodness me, that's a huge mandate. But actually, I'm still kind of in the same position. It doesn't really change anything. So it's a bit of a strange one.
So what do the results mean for the opposition parties in Peterborough?
Well, as we've heard, it's kind of it maintains the status quo, doesn't it, really? I think questions have to be asked about the leadership of the Conservatives in the city, because that was not a ringing endorsement. So, you know, elections are the time when we, the public, you know, we take the temperature of how people are feeling. And I think questions have got to be asked there, but people are clearly not happy. I think the result, particularly the turnout, I mean, the turnout in my ward was the second highest of the night, and again, to vote in a Green, not to vote in a Conservative. And you have to ask yourself serious questions about mandates, and is it time to step aside for somebody else to take over leadership, that position on the council, if you're not getting a strong endorsement like the one that the Greens and indeed some of the Labour councillors picked up.
Richard in Peterborough has texted in saying, the one thing you haven't told us, Louise, is the turnout figure. Well, I actually did, Richard, earlier on in the programme, but I'll repeat it again. It was a 30% turnout, Julie. Tell me what that means to you, because as you say, you have done very well in terms of the votes, but are you disappointed with the turnout figure?
The turnout figure for the city, yes. I mean, that was 30% for the city. In my ward, it was 38%. So we're obviously doing something different here because it's 10 points above. But the problem is, well, I think possibly what's happened is Conservative voters have stayed at home. They've not turned out to vote. They've held their noses, or they're not willing to hold their noses when it comes to voting for other parties. In other words, I have to say, I knew I was in with a good chance of a reasonable result last night because a lot of people were saying to me yesterday, I just voted Green for the first time in your ward. And people are making that big leap, and it is a big leap if you've never voted for a different party in your whole life. It makes a big difference. We need more people to be prepared to do that and to realise that they don't have to vote the way they do nationally in a local election because it's about local services. But we all as politicians have a huge job to do to help the public to understand that this is about what's going on locally, not nationally.
So I was following on from that, Councillor Howell. How much do you think this is about politics and how much do you think it is about the person that they want representing them and, you know, you've been popular and your party is actually a side issue for them?
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, I would say it's a personal relationship. I was elected in 2018, the first Green in the city's history to be elected, and there is a huge emotional bond between me and our voting residents. Not all of them, certainly, but there really is a feeling that my voters in Alton Waterville, I belong to them. I am their council. That's how they phrase it. They don't talk to me about green issues. They never have. And as you know, may not know that I was never a green. The Greens approached me to stand. I was never a green before. And it just makes you think, doesn't it? You know, wouldn't local politics be maybe better, certainly different, if we were all independent? You've got to think about that.
Food for thought there, Councillor Julie Howell. Thank you very much. Please go and get a bit of kip if you possibly can.
Louise, it was interesting you just mentioned weddings. I'm getting married in 3 weeks.
Congratulations!
So at the same time.
Oh my goodness!
I don't do anything by half. So
please,
yeah.
Well, congratulations. Pass. Do enjoy the honeymoon, won't you? Like, please do.
Don't worry.
A bit of a break. Goodness. Well, keep us posted. My invite's got lost in the post, Councillor Howell. Never mind. My hat. I shall dust it off.
We're hoping it's just me and him. Nobody else. It's going to be terrific.
It's going to be
away from people for a while. No offence.
It's going to be terrific. Well, congratulations. Best of luck and lots of love. Thank you for sharing that news with us. Most of the counting across the county is still to get underway. We'll expect.